Creamy. Crunchy.
Food court. Food court with Richard Blaze. Argue in the food court. Food court with Richard Blaze.
Hey everyone, welcome to Food Court, a production of iHeartRadio. I love doing that. Food Court is now in session. I'm your host and judge, Richard Blaze, and this is the podcast where I tell you if you're right or wrong about your weird food opinions. And I have to admit, I kind of really enjoy being the judge and the jury of everything that has to do with food. I've competed a lot and judged and hosted so many different shows on television, and I've realized that judging is just way better. So now I'm here to judge you in my court. Joining us in the court, we have two guys who co-host two podcasts together. Wow, that's a lot of time together. It's clearly gotten them because they're here in food court to get a third party, that's me, to settle a very old argument that they've had. Co-hosts of the podcasts Ridiculous History and Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, it's Noel Brown and Ben Bolin. What's up, guys?
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. This has been a big bone of contention in our relationship, mm-hmm. both personally and professionally, for quite some time. So glad to finally put this to bed.
You know, at this point, I think we both just want to get this, you know, to get past this so we can move on as friends or as nemesis.
Yeah, well, I like that. You can be, if you're friends and nemesis together,
it's boring frenemies. Is what it is. Yeah. Nobody, we need to get in one camp or the other for sure, and this can make that happen. Thank you for that.
Yeah, so listen, from what I understand, this is going to be, I guess it's a pork-related debate. This is about bacon versus sausage.
That's correct.
I mean, you have to make the choice in breakfast a lot of times, or I guess you could do both.
And that seems a little decadent, though, Richard, if I'm being honest.
It does, but isn't that like the British,
the full English, right? Yeah.
It's like everything. It's all of your calories for a week, I think is what it comes down to. Before we get into the actual debate, though, let's get to know you a little bit more. Noel, what are your interests, your hobbies?
What are my interests? Oh, I am a kind of a synthesizer hobbyist. Ooh. On the side. So I'm a big fan of like modular synths and DIY electronic projects, and I make kind of spooky horror movie sci-fi soundtracks in my bedroom in my spare time.
That's amazing. I could tell by your jacket that was going to be one of your interests.
I am wearing kind of a retro futurist bomber jacket situation right now.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of love it. What are your favorite foods?
Oh, gosh, it's really hard. I really like a good rare steak cooked in a cast iron skillet. I use the Alton Brown method, you do a nice sear on each side and then finish it with butter and a little garlic and kind of baste it. And if you want to get more cooked in the center, you put it in the oven for a little bit.
Maybe wrap some bacon around it?
No, absolutely not.
There we go. I like that. And dropping Alton Brown on a food podcast.
He's a Georgia guy. He's a hometown hero.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is. All right, and Ben, about you, how do you feel about long walks on the beach?
At night, I love them. You know, you can think about your place in the universe. You have that kind of Carl Sagan vibe going on. You can see all the stars. Daytime, I'm going to be honest with you, Richard, not so much. Mm. You know, daytime, I'm more a loafer and a looker. I really start to ambulate in the evening.
Yeah, I can vibe with that as someone who lives right now, like looking at the ocean, right? I don't spend a lot of time in the day walking down the beach. No. And what about some of your strong food opinions?
Strong food opinions.
Yeah. Outside of the bacon sausage debate we're about to get into.
Yes, important point. I gotta say, I go through food phases in which I absolutely fall in love with something. I feel like I have to learn everything about it. So I go down these food rabbit holes. For instance, I think we're all past the debate over what exactly a sandwich is, but I went through a heavy quesadilla phase to the point where it did start to interfere with work professionally. Noel can speak to that.
Ben, I'm really glad to see you've come through on the other side of your quesadilla phase because it was really becoming a problem.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Is a quesadilla a sandwich then? I have to ask.
Right? See? Well, see? You get it.
Right, I get it.
To the point, to your point though, Ben, I disagree that the sandwich, is it a sandwich debate has been, you know, completely put to rest.
Okay, court needs to come back into session. You guys are about to debate something that's not even a topic of the day. You're ready to get into it, I can tell.
Yeah.
So the topic today is bacon versus sausage. And Ben, you're here to fight for bacon.
That is correct. Big bacon fan.
Okay. And Noel, you are here to jump in on the side of sausage.
Oh, AKA the side of justice.
I love it. I will determine if justice will be served to you. Here's how it's going to work. You're each going to have 3 minutes in the first round to argue. But before we get into the first round, we are actually going to have to determine who gets the opportunity to present their case first. And this is going to happen by whoever wins a round of trivia. You ready to get into a round of trivia?
Absolutely. Yes.
Now, we have a bailiff and a producer, so be careful. Yeah, you'll be in trouble.
Crystal. Do not cross, Crystal. Don't yes. do it.
Do I salute bailiffs? I'm sorry, I don't know.
I think you do. I don't know. Obviously, none of us. I have spent too much time in a real court. Okay, before we get into the trivia round, we do have to know, our audience has to know, who's chiming in. So, Noel, what is the sound that your buzzer makes? Ooh, the clown car horn. Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Okay, Noel has the clown car horn. And Ben, your buzzer is?
Let's see. Yeah.
Hello? Who's there?
It's me, apparently.
There it is. Okay, those are your buzzers. You'll chime in when you have the right answer. If one of you don't get it, the other one can respond and try and get the answer correct. Are we ready to go?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Three questions. Trivia starts now. According to the Great British Sausage Report, compiled in 2012 by the British Sausage Appreciation Society, what is the most popular time of day to eat sausage in Britain? Okay, that is going to go to Noel.
Ooh, gosh, it's hard. I'm going to say breakfast.
Breakfast is incorrect.
I am going to say dinner.
And Ben is correct. It is dinner. That is going to be 1 point for Ben.
Got to know your enemy.
There's two more trivia questions left. All right, here we go. Question two. This one is going to be multiple choice. Bacon and eggs is considered a classic American breakfast combo, but it wasn't always the case. What caused the salty, savory pairing to grow in popularity?
Oh, it's a
multiple choice.
Do we have
choice.
To wait?
You can jump in. Go ahead.
I think we both know
know the answer.
It was a tie. Also, I feel like it was a tie as far as the buzzer was concerned. Crystal, is that correct? All right.
No, I'll give it to you. I got the first one.
It's Edward Bernays.
Right.
And the the marketing genius of Edward Bernays is selling scraps to the public, the unwitting public, and turning bacon, which was a food waste byproduct, into the national breakfast favorite.
Big pork lobby.
This coming straight from HowStuffWorks.com. There we go. You are both correct. You're going to get both points for that because you were such a gentleman.
That was
to
very
give
kind
it to Noel.
Oh, Ben.
Both of you are going to get the point. It was a PR stunt. I just want to walk through what the other possibilities could have been. A religious movement, a celebrity diet, a post-wartime abundance, but it was a marketing genius and a PR stunt. So you're both going to get a point on that one. Here we go. Into question three. Who's ahead by then? I'm losing track already. There's only been two questions.
I think it's 2-1.
Two.
Yeah,
Ben is ahead.
By one, because we both got one for the.
There we go. Ben is ahead 2-1. So we will make this last question here worth 2 points. So basically, this is for the win right here. Okay. Another multiple choice question. The actor, Kevin Bacon, wasn't offered the role of Ren in Footloose originally because A, he went to his audition with a bad haircut, B, he was rumored to have a drug problem, or C, the studio thought he wasn't sexy. Okay, there we go. Noel, you chimed in first.
Oh my gosh.
The clown car horn. Kevin Bacon originally was not offered the role of Ren in Footloose because...
I feel like he's always had a bad haircut, and that's sort of part of his charm. He's not particularly sexy, also part of his charm. Ooh, I'm going to go with haircut?
It is not haircut. Ben, do you want to take the shot here with the two other options?
Well, I would love to. Without particularly knowing, just because I like the story we're building, I want to go with C.
See, the studio thought he wasn't sexy, and Ben, you are correct.
What? Jeez. Holy smokes.
Sorry, really, I got excited.
I'm really proud of you, man.
I'm jumping into the game show host role here. The studio wanted Rob Lowe or Tom Cruise in the leading role. They did not think that Kevin Bacon was sexy, but
he's an odd-looking guy. I'm just
there you go.
I don't know.
He is a smoke show. I cannot believe you.
I'm sorry.
There we go. Okay, so that means who won. That means that Ben... you have the most points here, and it means that you are going to get to decide who makes their argument first. Ben, what are you thinking? Are you going to present first, or are you going to let Noel present his case to the court first?
Well, I did a lot of hip-hop battles back in my day, and so it's always best to be a gentleman, and it's always best to respond. So, Noel, the floor is yours.
Mm. Okay, so, Noel, you're going to be up first, but before we get into that, let's take a break. Okay, here we go. We're back to recap today in the food court. We have a podcast showdown. Podcast co-hosts Noel Brown, Ben Bolin are here to argue bacon versus sausage. Ben for team bacon, Noel for team sausage. Are we ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the way this works is that each of you will have 3 minutes to state your case. During this 3 minutes, you cannot use your time to say negative things about your opponent. We're not going negative until it's your turn to rebut, if you will. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I will abide by that.
Here we go. Okay, so you'll have 3 minutes. Let me cue it up on the shot clock. Noel, 3 minutes on the positive. You ready to go?
I am.
Okay, here we go. Your 3 minutes start now.
So here's the thing about sausage. Sausage is a self-contained, delightful treat that you can have for either breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You can have it in a bun. You can have it with various condiments. There's so many options for sausage. While bacon is sort of its own thing. Bacon can either be pork, or I guess you can maybe have turkey bacon, but let's be honest, turkey bacon is trash bacon. Nobody wants turkey bacon. Oh, sorry.
Quick pause. Okay, only the positives here. Only the positives. Carry on.
Okay, carrying on. So, for sausage, you have so many options for flavor profiles. For example, if you want to do a combination of meats and sausage, you could have like 50% pork, 50% beef, and you can mix in different spices. You can have all kinds of different marinades, for example. And the snap of a sausage is just so darn satisfying. That casing. And speaking of the casing, there are historical precedents for why sausage is superior. In my opinion, back in World War I, the Germans actually used the intestines of cows to make Zeppelin balloons. And while Zeppelins weren't particularly effective, they only killed, I think, around 1,500 people. It just speaks to the versatility of that casing. And bad sausages, the botulinum toxin that is produced by spoiled sausage, is what gave us the marvel that is Botox. So those are two historical precedents for uses for sausage beyond just a delightful treat for foodies. So back to the versatility of sausage as a thing that you would want to eat. Again, there are all kinds of different nationalities that make sausage differently. So you can have, for example, like a spicy Italian sausage, or you can have like Thai sausages or Korean sausage. There's all different varieties, and it is such like a cornucopia of delightful flavor possibilities. And really, that's all I've got. I think I've made my case. I will rest my initial argument and yield any remaining time to the gentleman from Georgia, Ben Bolin.
Wow, stopping in, coming in at 2 minutes and 7 seconds only. A pretty impressive argument right there, Noel. Botox, Zeppelin balloons, World War I, the globalness of sausage. Ben, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Oh, wow, there we go. No intimidation here. You guys have gone up against each other many times before, it seems. Are you ready for your 3 minutes?
I am thrilled, yes.
Okay, here we go. Again, Noel only used 2 minutes and 7 seconds. You can use the full 3 minutes. Let us know, Ben, why you think bacon reigns supreme. Your time starts now.
Bacon, I am so thrilled to get the opportunity to talk about this. This is an historic food. This is a delicious food. This is often a misunderstood food. What we know about bacon dates way back. It was the oldest processed meat, and of course it remains so today. As you pointed out earlier, Richard, bacon has a unique distinction. It's a part of U.S. history. When the father of PR, Edward Bernays, was tasked by the pork lobbies to take something no one wanted, which is true, and to make it something irreplaceable, crucial. Bacon and eggs, it's up there with the idea of apple pie. It's that American. And this gets us to the point of misunderstanding bacon, because a lot of people think they don't like bacon, but what they really don't like is a particular variety. It might surprise some people, surely not yourself, sir, but it may surprise some people to learn that there are multiple varieties in bacon, right? There are multiple varieties thereof. Canadian bacon is different. It's very much, you know, loosely related to American-style bacon, which is what we all think about, right? And then there's pancetta, which is delicious. And if you can't get on board with that, then the pork episode might not be for you. I would like to say that I do appreciate my esteemed colleague's research into our earlier episodes of Ridiculous History regarding, I say that because I did some of the research, regarding sausage and sausage casings. But the thing is, when we think about bacon, we're thinking about more than food. It functions well in almost any environment. It builds a profile. See, without being negative, we could say that maybe sausage at times is its own thing. It's self-contained. But when we're being positive, we can say that bacon is a team player. Bacon passes the ball on the plate. You know what I mean? Bacon, breakfast, bacon, lunch, bacon, dinner. You can put it with anything. It is almost a philosopher's stone of the culinary world, right? It adds some salt. It adds some unction. Also, bacon is very much its own thing, but it still teams up in like an Avengers-style superhero crossover. And one thing I love about it is it's also utilitarian. When you have cooked bacon, you can save the bacon grease and you can communicate that bacon flavor to other things that people might not normally think of. I yield the remainder of my time.
There we go. Coming in 15 seconds under the time there, 3 minutes. Wow. Bacon. Who knew it was the point guard of the culinary world? Who think that it dishes out, not on plates, but it dishes to other elements? And then I love how you snuck in there at the end, the grease factor. You know, I still have in my house a mason jar because I'm a cool hipster, a mason jar filled with pork grease, bacon grease. Some of us grew up with the coffee can underneath the sink. But wow, the bacon fat, does it make everything better? I don't know. The first round, pretty close. Now it's time to get into our responses, our rebuttals. Noel, you're going to be up first with 2 minutes to let Ben know why bacon isn't as good as sausage, why bacon basically sucks. Are you ready to get into it?
I am ready.
Your two-minute rebuttal starts now.
So my esteemed colleague spent a lot of time talking about how bacon is a real utility player, a real team player, but he didn't talk a lot about how tasty it is or how versatile the flavor of bacon is. And for me, sausage is the clear winner in terms of just versatility of flavor. And I do agree that there are some positive things that bacon can offer on an ensemble cast, but I do think that when you're talking about power players and, you know, singular winners in the culinary space, sausage clearly reigns supreme because of the ability to include so many other elements and make it kind of a self-contained thing. Sausage is also a team player. Sausage also produces grease. Let me save my sausage grease. It would kind of fit the same bill as bacon, in my opinion. Maybe that's weird. I don't know. I would do it, though. Maybe I'm a strange person. Point is, I do think that sausage accomplishes a lot of the same things that bacon does, but bacon can accomplish very little of the things that sausage can.
Mm. And that's it. And he's done. All right, a minute to go. What do you think about that, Ben? I mean, there's still a minute left.
Should I keep my 2 minutes or may I respond?
You got a free 60 seconds here.
Okay, well, let's take a quote that everybody who speaks this language understands. It's no one wants to know how the sausage gets made. And the reason that is such a popular quote is because it is very true and it has historical precedent.
Wow. Okay, that's fair enough. And for me, I will say that with bacon, when you talk about varieties of bacon, I don't think you can call Canadian bacon bacon at all. Isn't Canadian bacon just ham? I don't know. That seems like that's sort of a misnomer. But to me, bacon, the variety of bacon just has to do with how thick it's cut. You know, is it pork belly? Does it cease to be bacon if it's thick? You know, that's a question that I have. And with pork belly, I think you would be more likely to marinate it or use it in like an interesting cooking dish. But bacon, I don't quite see. It seems more of a utility player to me.
Sausage has killed people.
That's fair.
Wow. What is not fair is the role I have to play today because I am going back and forth here. I cannot figure out if it's bacon or sausage. Ben, sausage has killed people.
Yes.
This is because of the toxin. Is this what we're talking about? Where are we talking about sausage? We're going to have to clean this one up a little bit here.
Right, right. Yeah. And I appreciate that. Does this count as part of my 2 minutes?
No, it does not.
Okay, fantastic. So it's clear to anybody who's read great literature like The Jungle that before we had food monitoring standards, pork and sausage especially were very, very dangerous to the consumer because they're a black box of food. You didn't really know what you were buying. And even in places that began to institute early, you know, predecessors to like an FDA.
Okay, that's enough.
All right.
That's enough. Point well made. Sausage has killed people. Maybe the line of the whole first season so far. Ben, it's your time now to let Noel know why sausage is even worse than, you know, killing people, I guess, is what we're going to get into. 2 minutes, your rebuttal. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and your time starts now.
What my esteemed colleague from Augusta has gently elided over is something quantitative. Let's talk about the numbers, because I said sausage kills people. A lot of our astute and brilliant listeners were saying, well, aren't they both pork? Don't these meats both have some problems? Sausage has many more problems, but also if you're just thinking in terms of health, two slices of center-cut bacon have 57 calories, right? They have less sodium, less fat, and less cholesterol than, let's just pull a sausage example out of the air, a turkey sausage, 7 grams of fat, 522 milligrams of sodium, 67 milligrams of cholesterol, and that's the healthy sausage. That's not the pork sausage. You see what I'm saying? I would also say that one of the issues with sausage is that it's just not as I don't want to claim to be nationalist here, but it doesn't have the same place in the zeitgeist in our minds, you know, as bacon does. Sausage exists as a choice, and people should have choices. Bacon exists as the choice you start from. It's like Rue in Street Fighter. You start there, and you can go to sausage, but you don't have to. And I urge people to think about that. And remember, you don't have to give in to the peer pressure. You don't have to be a sausage zombie. You can eat what you like. And if you do the math, what you like over the long term, bacon.
Mm.
Wow.
A couple seconds left, Noel. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to start. This pandering is just like blowing my mind here. I love it. You should be running for office, my friend. Very, very good stuff. No, I got nothing else. I've made my point. I've made my peace.
I have to say Hadouken, I think, right?
Shoryuken, even.
There you go. Yeah. Wow, look at that. The base level Street Fighter reference. That goes over really, really well with me. I have to say, this has been a really, really incredibly tough throwdown. Bacon versus sausage. I think I came into today thinking that bacon makes everything better. I came in also knowing that, wow, sausage, it can be on a sandwich. It's got this global aspect to it. I did not know how versatile sausage was in the non-food world coming into today. How important it was in war and Botox. So much that I learned today. You guys have been amazing. I just want to take that moment. Only one of you will win this battle, but you should both be really, really proud of how you presented yourselves.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Blaze. And can I just say that whatever decision you make today, I will respect and honor.
Wow, pandering as well. Yeah. Likewise. No, this is a blast. I think we're both having fun. We're probably going to go out to eat after this.
There it goes. I hope there will be bacon and sausage on both of your plates,
or possibly have a street fight.
Yes,
Hadouken,
which is potentially going to be the name of a new sausage that I create after much thoughtful consideration to both of these arguments. I have to take this moment to declare the winner. And it looks like, at the end of the day, listening to both of your arguments, that sausage reigns supreme. Bacon does not make everything better. I think the versatility of it won the day. The fact that it can be used in so many different ways, the fact that it's so global, it combines with other flavors. I think at the end of the day, that's what did it. Noel, any final thoughts?
I think you made the right choice.
Ben?
Congratulations, Noel. This court is corrupt. This is a fraudulent institution. I don't know how big pork and big sausage got to you guys, but I move, if I may suggest, to the court. I move that we have a rematch.
Court is in session. We will send that to the appeals court. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming to Food Court. That was a battle that was worth it. It went right down to the wire right there. For more Noel and Ben, please check out the two podcasts they co-host, Ridiculous History and Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, wherever you get your podcasts. Guys, anything else you want to add?
I do want to add that we have a fantastic episode about Edward Bernays, if anybody would like to check it out, on Stuff They Don't Want You to Know.
And both of the topics that I referenced in my arguments about sausage can be found in episodes of Ridiculous History in the old back catalog. Thank you so much for having us.
Sounds good. I'm going to go check it out right now. If you think that bacon's better than sausage and you want to let me hear about it, you can find me at Richard Blaze on Instagram, Twitter, and all other social media handles. Food Court's a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaze. My producer is Crystal Batmei. Food Court was created by our executive producer, Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are Gabrielle Collins, David Wasserman, and Jasmine Blaze. Our amazing theme song is by Jason Naismith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And until next week, this court is corrupt.
Is that okay?
Yes, no, it's perfect.
Thank you so much.
That was great. Food Court with Richard Blaze.